Gone surfing. It was a perfect day for the beach. The sun was shining and the water was crystal clear. Mickey and his friends climbed out of the car and unloaded their surfboards. Goofy was going to teach everyone how to surf. Mickey couldn't wait to get started. As he looked out at the crashing waves, he pictured himself gliding across them. "Come on, let's go!" Mickey called, running into the water. Boards in hand, Minnie, Donald, and Daisy raced after him. Goofy chased his friends, the hot sand burning his feet.
"Ooh, ouch, wait up!" Goofy cried. "Where are you going?"
Donald looked at Goofy, confused.
"What do you mean?"
he asked.
"We're going to surf."
"Yuck!"
Goofy laughed.
"Not yet. You have to learn the basics on the sand. Come on, I'll show you."
With Goofy's help, the friends practiced paddling on their surfboards. Then, Goofy showed them how to pop up when they reached a wave. But as he leaped up to stand, he lost his balance.
"Whoa!"
Goofy cried. He flailed his arms and toppled off the side of his board.
"Gosh!"
he said with a laugh, brushing off sand.
"That sure was a big wave."
Lying on her stomach, Minnie placed her hands under her. Then, pushing off, she jumped to stand up on her board, one leg in front of the other. Goofy clapped.
"Good job, Minnie,"
he said. Before long, Donald and Daisy learned to pop up too.
"This is too easy," Donald complained. "When do we get to go into the water?"
But Mickey wasn't finding it easy at all. He kept losing his balance and falling off his board. Mickey wiped sweat from his brow.
"Gosh, Goof, this is harder than it looks," he said. "I keep falling over."
"That's okay, Mickey," Goofy said. "Falling is part of surfing. Try this."
Goofy showed Mickey how to get on his knees on the surfboard before popping up. Pretty soon, Mickey got the hang of it.
"Way to go,"
Minnie said, patting him on the back. Meanwhile, Donald was getting more and more impatient.
"Surfing on sand is boring," he said, stomping his foot. "I want to go in the water."
Goofy looked out at the ocean.
"I'm ready if you are," he said. "Let's catch some waves."
But surfing was much harder on water than on sand. Donald tried to surf a wave and plunged into the ocean. Just when Daisy thought she was surfing, splash, she tumbled into the ocean too.
"Patooey!"
she spit water from her beak. Minnie was the first to find her balance. Her friends cheered as she crested a wave. After a while, Daisy shakily got up on her board too.
"Cowabunga!"
she exclaimed. Donald was tired of crashing.
"This is taking forever,"
he said. But finally, he rode a wave too.
"I'm doing it,"
he said, before tipping back into the water. Meanwhile, Mickey wasn't having very much luck. He couldn't stay on his board. Every time he popped up, he toppled over and wiped out.
"Phew,"
said Mickey. He needed a break. Learning to surf wasn't easy, but Mickey wasn't going to give up. Just then, Goofy floated by, relaxing on his board and soaking up the rays.
"Hey, Goof," Mickey called. "I'm having a little trouble. How about some one-on-one help?"
"Of course, Mickey," Goofy said. "That's what friends are for."
"Thanks," Mickey said. "I know just how you feel. When I started surfing, I didn't think I'd ever figure it out," Goofy said. "I still fall sometimes, but so does every surfer."
Mickey took Goofy's words to heart. He was up for the challenge. Goofy and Mickey practiced paddling. They practiced popping up. They even practiced keeping their balance on the board. Soon, Mickey saw a big wave headed his way. He paddled toward the wave, and before he knew it, he was surfing. Mickey's friends clapped and cheered.
"You're doing it,"
Minnie shouted.
"Hooray!"
yelled Donald and Daisy. Goofy was celebrating loudest of all.
"I knew you could do it, Mickey,"
he shouted. Mickey loved the feeling of surfing. It was